Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I would need full clothing. Have you ever seen those ads for those shirts that make you look not like a piece of shit or less like a piece of shit? Those ads speak to me. They say, hey, do your shirts fit like this? And it like hugs the midsection of the guy. And you can see like a basketball in his belly. Or perhaps they fit like this. And that's like all of my shirts. All of my shirts are not ready for prime time. I have about 8 shirts that look decent. And this is one of them, this Grand Rapids Pitbull Alliance shirt. And then you can order these shirts and they like highlight your best features and cover up your disgusting gut. You have to have seen I need to get some of these. I need a whole new wardrobe because my body is so different these days. Tyler with a great comment. Any thirst trap attempt by EZ would go into the Mr. Pop Pop evidence file. Yeah, it's been several days since the suggestion has been made on this show that I am into molesting children. Bob says, I feel sorry for the person who had to help describe that pic to Wombat Pat. Nick says, post a black and white Mr. 10 photo.
Oh, boy.
I don't know, man. We shall see. Probably not, though. Speaking of blind people, I heard from our pal Saul. We haven't heard from Saul in quite some time. Saul has announced to me that he is an RSVP for the second Easy Pinball Retro Arcade Extravaganza number 2 / Easy Pinball Orgy. Now, Saul is no stranger to stepping out of his comfort zone and doing things that you would expect him to struggle at because of, you know, the fact that he can't see. Saul attended one of our paintball events years ago, and he got the shit shot out of him. And I think he only made it through one round, and then he said, I think I gotta go. But Blind Saul is going to be at the Retro Arcade Extravaganza. Rebecca says not to be an asshole, but how does that work for him? That is a great question. I think I've never said to Saul, you can't participate, Saul. Have you heard of the term hand-eye coordination? It isn't hand-ear coordination, Saul. I'm thoroughly confused. Megan asks, how does he even know about it? Well, his ears work. He can listen to the... All he has to do is say, hey, Siri, listen to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Rebecca says, seriously, the noise is constant. He doesn't like noise. He doesn't? How do you know that? I haven't heard that. Megan says, I thought he quit you. I just assumed because I hadn't referred to him. I haven't referred to him in a long time. Last time I talked to Saul was when he was at the hockey game. And he got upset because they blasted the air horn too much, so he left. I'm not sure what's going on. Badger has a great idea. He says, call him. Leave it to you guys to come up with great ideas. Megan says, in his defense, that horn is loud as fuck.
You have reached the cell phone of Solomon Krishev. I am not available to take your call right now, so please leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you, and enjoy your day.
I didn't want to leave a message. The reference to deaf, dumb, and blind kid Tommy. Ever heard of Tommy? He's a pinball wizard. Tyler says, all I can hear in my head is Ben's impression of, hey, Eric. Oh, God, I can't do that anymore. I'm getting too old. You know what I'm discovering? I'm discovering that when I do those impressions that have that type of rasp to them, that it hurts my throat. Like when I do an impression of Saul, hey, Eric, I can't go so hard in the paint or else my throat really hurts. Or if I do hey, Eric, that impression of Amanda, that one hurts me too. All right, so getting back to that, the pinball orgy number 2, that happens Friday, August 22nd. We will meet at the Corner Bar, 7:30 p.m. in Rockford, Michigan. RSVP on this invite, which is on my Facebook. You don't have Facebook? Leave it in the chat. You don't leave it in the chat? Text me. You don't have my number? Email eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. I can't even see who has RSVP'd. Maybe I'm doing this wrong, but. Oh, look. 5 people have responded. Rainbow Flag Jeremy, Saul, Runner Girl Amy, Becky, Interested. A lot of people are interested. Etta. I don't know who that is. I recognize her. Kitty, I don't know. Kyle Tomei, I know him. Adam Balboa, Nick Woodall, that is Black Belt Nick. Kyle Osterhaus, that name sounds familiar. Sarah Rukruk Roosh, Rich, no Rich. Joe Spalding, former fat ass Jeremy. Jess here, I don't know. Phil Cronin, and Spruitt. And I guess these people are invited. Should be a good time. Join us August 22nd. That's a Friday night. It'll be so much fun. Jeremy says, I'll try to get the day off, but it's my first week at the new job, so I don't know if I can. Don't do it. Don't even bother. Becca Shea says, I miss your Ashley impression. Oh, my God. Oh, you fucking suck. I love you. Fuck you, Eric Zane. Oh, my God. I fucking hate you so much. I love you. Oh, fuck you. Oh, you're a fucking sick fuck. God, you're so great. I love you. I haven't talked to Ashley in quite some time. I'm sure she's doing good. I think she's really involved in her work. She works at some like fantastic place, and it's like a great workplace, as far as I can gather. That's all I know. and she lives in a nice like penthouse apartment in Grand Rapids. And like one floor is apartments, and then the next floor is like the workplace. As Bruce is now officially on his back and staring at us. All right. For those of you that are getting the show on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok, side note before I say another word about departing or kicking you guys out. TikTok. God damn it. I sound like Freebeer. TikTok is so weird because I go live on TikTok and I finish a show. And then after the show, it says you're banned from TikTok. Reapply in 10 days. So then 10 days pass. I reapply. And then it happens again. I don't know what's happening there. I'm relatively new to utilizing that platform. But I'm not sure what is happening. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube or TikTok, I guess, I'm going to kick you out. The rest of the show is on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Join me every day uninterrupted on Twitch. You can watch the shows on demand if you miss them. If not, the audio is available wherever you download shows, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, review, all that nonsense. Email eric@ericzaneshow.com if you want to say something nasty to me personally. That is the Shoreliner Striping inbox. I have a Patreon. We do a ton of content on Patreon. So you have all the free stuff, which is what this is. And then Patreon is in addition, and it costs you $5 a month for all the audio, $10 a month for the audio video live streams. You can try it for 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. There is a Big Fraud Thursday this week. Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 64 will commence at 6 p.m. on Thursday Eastern Time, followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast shortly thereafter. Patreon is also the home of Big Fraud Book Club, as we are currently finishing up our review of The Heroin Diaries by Nikki Sixx. And then the following book that we have is called Martyr. Nick in Houston, Texas, picked this one out. Martyr. Kava Akbar is his name, which sounds a lot like Allah Akbar. The only reason why we are reading this book next is, well, because Nick picked it, but he picked it because Anthony Jeselnik had a list of 10 books that he thought were fantastic in the last year. I guess he reads a lot. And he picked this book out by Kava Akbar, who is, I think, in charge of the literature department at University of Iowa. He normally writes poetry, but he wrote this novel. One of the New York Times 10 best books of the year. And I think it has something to do with Muslim people. That's about all I can tell you about this book. One of the people that already has read part of it said it's funny. I'll have to take your word for it. Martyr by Kava Akbar. Kava spells his first name, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. K-A-V-E-H. Kava Akbar. So book club members, order that book. There's even a little preview for it, if you want to check that out. So if you're in book club, you want to read the book and then discuss the book, that's the spirit of book club. You're reading shit that you normally wouldn't read because other people are picking the book. Maureen/Linda picked The Heroin Diaries, and boy, it's a good one. Martyr is book number 2 in book club. After we finish that, I'll draw another name from book club. And then we will have that person pick a book. Nathan R. is now in book club. If you ever think that your name hasn't been drawn in book club, it's because I didn't write it down. Let me know, and then you'll get to pick. I want everybody to be able to pick books in book club. Okay. Anyway, I'm kicking you folks out that are on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok, of course. There you go. Off you go. Run away. I haven't said a word about the sponsors other than my good friends over at Impact Power Sports, but Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Hang on, I need a drink. Resting peacefully. Sucks getting old. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors, as I mentioned a second ago. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Frank Fuss can help you get insurance through the marketplace, healthcare.gov or Obamacare, quite simply, and it doesn't cost you a dime. So if you are a type of folks who, if you're a type of person who does not have access to quality healthcare through your employer, maybe you're self-employed, maybe you're in between jobs, you need a short policy, maybe you're just starting at a new job like Jeremy K there, and insurance is not yet available for him, he needs a short-term policy, you can get it, and Frank can help you get it, and it doesn't cost you a dime to utilize Frank's services, which is, that makes this a much easier process. Getting insurance from the marketplace can sometimes be a hassle, so you have someone like Frank, a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker, to do it for you. He gets paid by insurance companies. He takes care of everything. I swear by Frank, he's helped us and our family here with our health insurance since I started, since I went solo here. And it's really quite easy, frankly. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. Everybody wants to drive around in a clean car. There's nothing worse. To me, when I'm driving around in a car that's got shit all over it and hair and dirt and dust and spit and booger and whatever the hell, it brings me down. Get the car cleaned inside and out. Now, if you just go for the, vacuum clean, scrub the inside, take care of the outside, sometimes that's all you need. Oakland Auto Detail can do that. And if you really want to go the extra mile, you get the ceramic coating on the paint. That really adds some zip to your car when it comes to how it looks. Brings back the paint's original color and puts an amazing protective coating on it. There's nothing like getting your car ceramic coated. And you can't just take my word for it, though. I shouldn't say don't take my word for it. Check out what they do at Oakland Auto Detail on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook. There's some great videos that Eric and Kristen make. They're pretty short, 2 minute long, of a lot of those before and after things. Sometimes people watch a lot of those to put them to sleep. I know I do. But you could get lost in the videos that they make on the Oakland Auto Detail Facebook page. I've talked about these types of videos many times, like Rug Doctor Guy. When mountain rug cleaning, when that guy cleans rugs, I just love watching that shit. Or lawnmower guy who finds the shittiest neighborhood with everybody's got their shit overgrown, and then he mows it for free and then gets like 50 million views on YouTube. That's what they do at Oakland Auto Detail. So follow him on Facebook. He and she, Eric and Kristen, Oakland Auto Detail. Follow them on Facebook to check out their videos. If you want to schedule or get an estimate on getting your car clean, call or text 616-510-3470. That's 616-510-3470. Earlier I mentioned Pinball Land. Book an event at Pinball Land. Reach out to them, their website, pinball-land.com, for more information. Or just visit and hang out. You give them $10, you play for an hour. You give them, I don't know, $18, you play for 2 hours. Maybe it's $15. I don't know. You give them $20, you play for the whole day. It's so sweet at Pinball Land. Hang on. Throat's starting to hurt. Becoming more of an issue as I age, I'm telling you. I don't know how long I am for doing this much talking every day. Excuse me, I got a cough drop in my mouth. I know it sounds horrible and is totally distracting, but I have to. When I finished podcasting yesterday, I was exhausted. And I'm like, I need a nap. I can just feel it in my brain. And I wrote onto Google, is talking for 2 hours straight fatiguing? And what came back was a description of something called cognitive load, which sounds kind of dirty. That if the cognitive load gets to a certain point, things start, it's just like muscles. Or when you're using your body for whatever. And that applies to like your throat, or if you're chopping wood, your shoulders. Or if you're having a conversation with no one in front of you, talking into a microphone and a camera for 2 hours. Excuse me. That it actually increases the cognitive load. And occasionally, it gets to be too much. And so what happened to me, and what has happened to me for the past 6 years and 7 months, has been, when I get tired like that, don't push through. You can fuck yourself up. So what I learned was that doing this show for 2 hours does have an impact. Because I noticed that if I go and I crash and I wake up and I'm like, okay, I'm good. And so I actually pinpointed that and learned something new, that when you start to feel like overwhelmed like that, lay down, pass out. If I owned a business, I would demand that all employees have to take a nap. Like, I would have a room just for naps. A nap room. I remember when I worked in New Jersey at this radio station called The Hawk. And I actually brought in a pad. I rolled up a pad. And because they had a lot of studios that weren't even being used. And I would put the fucking pad down in a corner underneath like a counter. And crash. I would sleep at work. It was the best ever. Piano Finger Banger says, we all know it's better to relieve your cognitive load regularly. I'm not talking about that type of load. Bob says, you got to take a nap after dropping a hot cognitive load. Fine. Rebecca says, pinball land, pay for the whole day, then you play a couple of hours, leave, get some food in downtown Rockford, head back for more pinball. This is a couple of clips I'm going to share with you. This is a baseball player. And I guess the baseball player, the pitcher, is an Asian dude. His last name is Kikuchi. And he was in the game for longer than they wanted him to be. And this is how the announcer described it.
Man, they are stretching Kikuchi tonight.
That's right. The announcer talked about this team is stretching Kikuchi.
Man, they are stretching Kikuchi tonight.
It's like they said, we bet you won't say, man, they are stretching Kikuchi tonight.
Man, they are stretching Kikuchi tonight.
You knew that he was going to work that in at some point. Jeremy says that the chat with their jokes about dropping about my cognitive load, these morons taking it in the direction that they're taking it. Jeremy says, is the chat Free Beer and Hot Wings now? It's the fucking nut hut in here. Yeah, you know how like they do that? They'll say something and then they'll like beat it. They'll say it like 500 different times, like whacking. You're exactly right. That's exactly what the chat is doing. This is another sports clip. Not sure what is going on here. Man Bun Chris would be all about this. Soccer legend Cristiano Ronaldo received an award for the best player in the Middle East. Look at the reaction that Ronaldo got. Or I should say, look at his reaction in this clip.
Cristiano Ronaldo. It was a magical year for you, Cristiano, and the accolades just keep on coming. Your 54 goals in 2023 impressively also secures you the Maradona Award, brought to you by...
Is this fake?
...Akil. Extraordinarily, this trophy actually has the...
Did they, like, take a different reaction when he's not reacting and match it up with this? Because he's just sitting there.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
I don't know. They're, like, clapping and looking at him.
It was a magical year for you, Cristiano. And the accolades just keep on coming. Your 54 goals in...
How does no one say anything? If I'm the presenter, I'm like, wait a minute. That's your response? And then the comments that roll in. I don't know. That is definitely strange to me. All right. That's all I got for that. What else do I have for you? One of the Meijer stores... in and around West Michigan had a bit of an issue. I'm not sure when it happened. I think last September, where a guy was robbing the Meijer, and the plan was release a noxious gas and then take shit and leave. Alexei Johnson pleaded guilty to two felony counts of retail fraud, a felony count of placing an explosive device with intent to alarm, and being a habitual offender, according to the Fruitport Township Police Department. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm the guy, he's in like a hard living line zone. Fruitport Township is full of stupid white people. So I don't know if you're robbing the right place, because you're a black guy and all those racists probably had their eye on you the second that you walked into the store. So if you're gonna pull off the old stink bomb and then steal something while they're trying to get rid of the stink bomb, I wouldn't have done it in a Fruitport Township Walmart. Or Meijer, I should say. Not a Walmart. You just get stabbed when you go to Walmart. He was charged last year, November. The charges stem from the incident when police were called to the Meijer for the report of an unknown noxious gas. And that's fairly common, I'm guessing, in a hard living line area. Like, if you had a couple of Zaniacs... former Zaniacs ever in this place, which they probably do shop at. I mean, that's probably a regular smell. Cops found a small gas cloud in the store that smelled strongly of chlorine. Investigators found a plastic bottle in the home goods section, likely the result of swimming pool type chemicals placed inside the bottle. Four people were treated at a local hospital and released. Dude was caught on surveillance camera and observed stealing at the same time the chemical cloud was released. The Michigan Department of Corrections lists Johnson as a parolee since February of 24 after serving time for drug charges and breaking and entering. Oh, my God. So basically, he got out of jail in February of 24. But wait a minute. So that means in... So last February and then September of 24, this happened. Jesus Christ, he's going to go to prison for a long time. If you're going to get busted ripping a place off, you don't want to be on parole. A cloud of noxious gas, just like at the bookstore you went to. Oh my God, you're not kidding. Yeah, that was rough. That was the when we made the trip all the way to Columbus, Ohio, just to go to a bookstore. I'm giving you a warning that the show is going to run a little lean today. But I won't be going until we discuss the 114-year-old lady, Michigan's oldest known resident, Bonita Gibson, is in the news again. Last time we heard about Bonita, they were... they invited her to the 4th of July parade because she was born on the 4th of July, just like Ray Kovac from that film with Tom Cruise. Good movie. She said, because she did the rounds when she turned 114, they said, Bonita, what do you credit your long life to? And she said, well, my husband was a potato farmer. And that's all I've done is eat potatoes. Well, I don't know if you've seen that there's a publicity marketing gimmick that drives around town to town. It's a giant potato. And I think it's like paid for by the Idaho potato growers. And it's this big ass fucking potato on a flatbed. And they go, all right, well, we got an idea. We're going to introduce Bonita to the potato. Now, if I'm Bonita, I'm like, God damn it. If I don't get $100,000 for this, I don't give a shit about this fucking potato. Do you think I actually care about this stuff? But they did it. They like carted her ass out there. Can you imagine being 114 years old and you've got however many minutes left and you got to spend some of your precious time going to look at a stupid giant potato? But that's exactly what they did to this poor old lady.
Action days aren't just about reducing.
And I had this story ready to go, and then it fucking reset on me. So that's why you started hearing that. This will stretch my stalling ability. Maybe this is the one I want to watch. Okay, this is it.
A unique celebration is sprouting for Michigan's oldest known resident.
Check it out. A 72-foot big Idaho potato is visiting a senior living community, and it's all for 114-year-old Bonita Gibson's birthday.
70.
Okay, she's deaf. So, potato guy, they have to hold up signs. Congratulations. How do you like our 4-ton Idaho potato?
Detroit reporter Christiana Ford was there to check it all out and to explain why the potato is so important to Miss Bonita.
She's lived through 21 presidents, 2 pandemics, okay, and a whole lot of potatoes. And today,
this
114.
Look at, she's, well, she looks every bit of 114. Okay. It's like she's rotting.
Year-old Bonita Gibson got a surprise visit from a giant potato. She was all smiles. Potato, patata, giant potato.
I was really surprised because it's like, I don't know, it's something I've never seen before.
We travel 7 months out of the year to
here's the potato
about
people.
35 states on our tour. It's been to all 50.
The Idaho Potato Company's 4-ton root of all potatoes rolling into Canton for a very important lady.
She's been wanting this truck to come for a while.
Nothing but smiles for Bonita Gibson.
She is not interested in any of this. This poor lady.
Clinging onto her spuddy buddy.
My whole life, I'm 51 years younger than she is. And to, you know, have this finally.
That if you're the loved ones of this lady, you do not let her outside in public. No one needs to see her.
Happen is
put a bag
crazy,
overhead. Something
at the same time.
We heard about Benita's story because her birthday was July 4th, and she credits her long life to Idaho potatoes.
Idaho potato.
Oh,
she has a
no.
burger. She has a French
God,
fries.
We just
up
saw
until
our
109,
teeth.
She was still cooking them in her apartment. Never would I go in her apartment without that fridge bottom drawers full of Idaho potatoes.
It's the cream of the crop, right? Doesn't matter how you fry it, bag it, bake it, or cut
talk.
It. Her
this is worth $1 million. This is horrible. She better
comes
be getting
from.
Paid.
He said, probably sprouted
by the
in
Idaho,
where she and her husband
people.
Grew
oh,
Idaho
no.
potatoes for around.
Okay, now we're getting closer shots of Benita.
And sprouted in
we
Idaho,
don't need to see cancerous lesions, for God's sake. No.
Husband grew Idaho potatoes for around.
The potatoes look more like a human being than she does.
Around 35 years.
It's awesome for her.
Like she's turning into a potato.
And I know she's happy.
Now for the answer we've all been waiting for.
Is it real?
Yeah. It's really here. But no, this is
okay,
a...
Yeah. I think there was a moment on the Freeburn Hot Wing show that they made a big deal about, and rightfully so. Greg thought that that was real. That potato actually was something that was real. And they beat the shit out of him, and he got pissed off.
Made out of fiberglass.
But really, sparking a spectacle and spectacular
like
birthday
that
celebration
was,
put
was
on
a,
by her senior
potato.
Living facility, Walton Wood Carriage Park.
Thank you. Yes, he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Giving Bonita her flowers.
We think it's just so amazing.
If you want to live to 114, maybe try eating more of these. In Canton, Christiana Ford.
Happy birthday.
7 News Detroit.
Christiana's telling us to eat more potatoes, and I can get with that.
Yeah, the tasty key to longevity there.
Okay, all right. Enough. What we do to our old people. Tofa says, yeah, eat more starch. Tofa adds, let her fucking die. You people are a bunch of nothings. Amazing my cock. Bob says they brought up the potato truck again, our pals, Free Beer and Hot Wings. Greg thought it was real at one point. Yeah, I remember that. That's what I was talking about. Tofus, why the fuck are they doing this to this poor lady? Molly says, easy. Rude. It's not rude. Come on. You would never want to be in the presence of someone whose teeth are dangling like fucking wind chimes. Ugh. Jeremy says, I'm surprised that Bonita didn't pull a Maureen and drop an N-bomb with the reporter kneeling next to her. She's so old that she's when she was a kid, they didn't even have slavery. She was alive before slavery became a thing. And then slavery became a thing. She was there before slaves. She probably had slaves. And then she couldn't have slaves. Clown of Carnage says, if the good die young, what did she do to deserve this? I don't know. She must have been terrible. I'm guessing she was dropping N-bombs all over the place. So let's just assume she was a horrible human being. And everybody who hated her and hated on her is now dead. 114. To think that when I was 41, she was 100. So much math there to do. So that would mean 100 years from now is 1925. So 1915, 1911. So she is, what was the war before World War I? Was it Spanish American? Boy, I don't know. The Balkan Wars, 1912, 1913. I don't know what the previous U.S. war. The War of 1812, the Mexican-American War, the Civil War, and the Spanish-American War. So it was a Spanish-American War. It doesn't say when that was. But she saw World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam. The U.S. fought in World War I, 1914 to 1918. Spanish-American War was 1898. Fuck. Incredibly old. Donut Dance says Civil War, LOL. I am KO says I'm not sure, but I'm fairly certain Genghis Khan was involved. Donut Dan says she was around before radio was. That is so true. Tofus says she's on TV. Everyone watching her be forced those shitty potatoes. I might have read that one twice. I don't know. Amy adds she hung out with Jesus. Okay, I need a photo of what she looked like when she was young. Can you imagine if she was actually like super hot, like Kelly Cheese in that thirst trap pic, and she got like tons of cock? Like she was known as like a three inner bonita, and they just passed her around from house to house. She's like, oh, this is great. I love eating potatoes, getting black dick. This is great. Oh, my God. Life is so good. More potatoes, more black cock. Good God, I'm going to hell. All right. Your asshole of the day, probably going to be Bonita because you know that. No doubt she's a racist, allegedly. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage invites you to call upon them when you're ready to get pre-approved for a mortgage to buy your home. 231-332-6505. That number, 231-332-6505. Call today. Buy now, refinance later. Kuiper Tree Care will get rid of your unwanted trees that have lived past their prime in West Michigan. Their number is 616-828-8225. Call or text. 616-828-8225. We got Berlin Raceway. I will be at Berlin Raceway August 23rd, which is one day after the next pinball orgy, August 22nd. So join me for pinball August 22. Join me at the races August 23rd. I will be uninformed track announcer calling one of the races on that August 23rd event. There's racing this weekend at Berlin. Get your tickets at berlinraceway.com. Just $15. Up to 11:59 p.m. on Friday. Parking free, 15 and under free. We have the asshole of the day today. Nick says, I want to get old, but damn, not sure about getting that old. Yeah, I know. What's going on in her noggin? Bob says, asshole today, segment 18, creepers dropping cognitive loads on Kelly Thirst trap picks. Now, I don't even know what my asshole of the day can be today. What did we even talk about? We talked about the book a little bit, book club. I got one. I am going to make it until I find out what happened. Guilty until proven innocent. Cristiano Ronaldo for that weird-ass reaction to winning whatever Soccer Player of the Year award. That will be your asshole of the day for this, the 5th of August. The Patreon bonus podcast will happen a little later on. Don't forget, I'll be doing Who Are These Broadcasters today with Christian Blatt, 2 p.m. Eastern. That is on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. If you like me with a co-host. That one, I take, Christian runs the show. It's a lot different than this. You know how I run this show, and I'm alone. This one is two people, Christian and I, and he's in charge, and I'm snipey. That's my thing on that show, which, as you know, that is my first love. Okay, thanks. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you on one of those shows. Till then, have a good one, and bye-bye.